The Unraveling of a False Conviction, The Case of Brian Hooper. In the annals of justice, some tales resonate with a chilling clarity, exposing the fallibility within the very systems designed to protect the innocent. The case of Brian Hooper is one such story, a decades-long struggle against a wrongful conviction that serves as a stark reminder of the human cost of error. For 27 agonizing years, Brian Hooper walked behind prison walls, his life stolen by a legal system that had declared him guilty of a murder he did not commit. The crime in question was the brutal killing of Mary Ann Harris, a beloved member of the community, found dead in her home in January 1987. The initial investigation zeroed in on Hooper, a local man with no prior serious offenses. Circumstantial evidence, coupled with what some described as coercive interrogation tactics, led to his indictment. The prosecution painted a picture of a man driven by a hidden motive, a narrative that, tragically, resonated with the jury. Hooper maintained his innocence, but his pleas fell on deaf ears in the courtroom. The weight of the accusation, the pressure of the legal proceedings, and the overwhelming narrative presented by the state ultimately led to his conviction and a life sentence. Behind bars, Hooper's spirit, though battered, refused to break. He became a relentless advocate for his own freedom, poring over legal documents, writing letters, and maintaining a steadfast assertion of his innocence. His case became a quiet cause for a small group of supporters who believed in the possibility of a miscarriage of justice. They tirelessly sought new leads, re-examined evidence, and chipped away at the edifice of the conviction. The turning point arrived with a confession. Years later, in 2014, another man, Gerald Parker, confessed to the murder of Mary Ann Harris. Parker, who had been a witness in a separate case, revealed details of the crime that only the perpetrator could know, details that had never been made public. This confession, corroborated by DNA evidence that had not been available or properly analyzed during the original trial, provided the irrefutable proof of Hooper's innocence that he had so long awaited. The legal battle to overturn Hooper's conviction was arduous. Despite the confession and new evidence, the wheels of justice grind slowly. Appeals were filed, arguments were made, and the weight of two decades of incarceration pressed down. Finally, in 2014, after 27 years of his life unjustly spent behind bars, Brian Hooper was exonerated and walked free. The release of Brian Hooper sent ripples through the legal community and beyond. His case highlighted critical issues within the justice system: the fallibility of eyewitness testimony, the potential for coerced confessions, the importance of thorough and unbiased investigations, and the desperate need for post-conviction relief mechanisms. How could such a profound injustice occur? The answer lies in a complex interplay of factors common in wrongful conviction cases: tunnel vision by investigators, a reliance on circumstantial evidence, and perhaps even unconscious bias can lead an investigation down the wrong path. The pressure to solve a high-profile murder can also create an environment where premature conclusions are drawn. For Hooper, this meant years of his life extinguished, his family fractured, and his dreams deferred, all due to a system that failed to uphold its promise of justice. The story of Brian Hooper is not just about one man's ordeal. It is a cautionary tale. It underscores the necessity for continuous reform, for robust safeguards against wrongful convictions, and for the unwavering pursuit of truth, even when it challenges established outcomes. Hooper's exoneration was a victory for justice, but it was a victory hard won, bought with the currency of 27 lost years. His case remains a powerful testament to the enduring importance of vigilance, advocacy, and the relentless pursuit of justice for all.